Vieras.
21 Pilotsin tarina, se on uskomaton. Laulaja Tyler Joseph perusti tämän yhtyeen vuonna 2009 kavereidensa Chrisin ja Nickin kanssa. Kolmikko julkaisi 2 omakustannelevyä, kunnes molemmat jätti yhtyeen vuonna 2011. Sen jälkeen Tyler keskittyi 21 Pilotsin uuden rumpalin Jossin kanssa ja he sai levytyssopimuksen ja Vessel-niminen albumi julkaistiin 2013. Ja se menestyi, mutta oikeastaan lähinnä vaan Jenkeissä. Homma lähti kuitenkin lapasesta viime vuonna ilmestyneen Blurry Face-albumin myötä. Sen albumin kappaleista Stressed Out ja Ride muodostuu maailmanlaajuisia hittejä, eikä yhtyeen nimi jäänyt kenellekään epäselväksi. Kaksikko on hitsautunut tämän ajan myötä tiukasti yhteen, mutta oliko Tyler varma silloin vuonna 2011, eli 5 vuotta sitten, että bändin jaloilleen, että hän saisi ton bändin jaloilleen Jossin kanssa?
Yeah, I was, and even though there were some pretty hopeless moments, you know, struggled with whether or not it was worth it and whether or not I was wrong, because I felt like I knew this was going to work, but then there was those moments where I wondered if I was wrong, and those are the moments where, you know, the best songs came from, you know, so I'm really glad that we've kind of been on the journey that we've been on, because it really sculpted us into who we are. So I think Josh and I both have always been very confident about what this thing was going to be, but we're also very, you know, humbled, realize how lucky we are to be in this position, because there's a lot of bands out there.
How did you know that Josh was the one?
Oh, how do you know Josh is the one? It's just this I just had this kind of warm, fuzzy feeling when I saw him.
Aww.
And I just knew he's the one.
Where did you guys meet for the first time?
It was a room very similar to this.
Ice hole backstage, like a locker room?
Yeah, there's this ice rink near where we grew up, and there's something called Open Skate, where you can, like, anyone can come and skate. And this was actually my first time there. And as I was lacing my skates up, like, I kept on hearing people talking about this guy who's just really good, who comes to Open Skate, and he's kind of a professional. And so I got out there, and as we're skating around in a circle, I didn't see anyone really stand out. And then all of a sudden, like, you hear the doors fly open, and you look over, and this guy walks in, and everyone stops skating. And this guy goes right into the center of where everyone's skating and just starts doing these crazy spins. And I was like, wow, who is that? And then as I wasn't looking as I was skating, because I was looking at this guy in the middle skating, and I ran into someone, and it was Josh.
Aww. Well, so you thought you were going to be the guy in the middle, didn't you?
Yeah. Well,
you thought you were going to be in the middle.
Here's the thing, though, because I was a better skater than that guy in the middle,
You know who's in the middle? Your dad.
Yeah, it runs in the family, and I had seen him play before, so I was like, this guy's coming in to the rink today, because I was there all the time with my dad. And so I made them turn all the lights off, and I had a like a neon, glow-in-the-dark ice suit on. So then I was working really hard to, you know, impress Tyler so that hopefully we could be in a band together.
My eyes were just glued to his dad in the middle.
Yeah, well, I didn't coordinate with my dad, but I wanted to, you know, stand out and be very...
He couldn't help it.
Yeah, he's very good.
You just had to outdo you.
Yeah.
Eikä ajatella ihan oikeasti, kuinka kaunis tarina, että oikeasti Tyler ja Josh tapas ensimmäistä kertaa jäähallissa, missä siis ne on keltaiseen luisteluhaalariin pukeutunut Joshin. Josh luisteli isänsä kanssa. Ihan mieletön story, minkä Uuden musiikin aamuvuoron Anne Lainolle 21 Pilots sit kertovat. Mutta toisaalta Tyler ja Joseph ovat tavanneet toisensa myöhemmin myös vankilassa, junaturman raunioissa ja muun muassa Tinderissä. Kaksikolta kysytään jotenkin aina, että missä he on tavannut ja miten he on tavannut ja he keksii joka kertaan jonkun eri tarinan, joka nyt tällä kertaa sijoittui jäähallin ympäristöön, missä Anne siis tota haastattelua bändin kanssa teki. Ihan hetken kuluttua kuullaan, voisiko 21 Pilots muuttua trioksi ja minkä biisin tekeminen kesti kaikkeesta kauiten tuolla Blurry Face-albumilla. Eilen siis loppumyydellä Helsingin jäähallin keikalla 21 Pilots esiintyi ja uuden musiikin aamuvuoron Anne Lainto tapasi bändin ennen heidän keikkaansa. Yhtye on siis aloittanut aikanaan triona, mutta nyt bändissä vaikuttaa vain laulaja Tyler Joseph ja rumpali Joss Dunn. Onko 21 Pilotsissa tilaa millekään muulle jäsenelle?
Two person band is not super common, and so we definitely had, you know, some questions of whether or not it should be, you know, have more people involved on stage. But then because the lack of people on stage actually helped carve out who we were as performers and really influenced our sound because there's only two of us. And I think that has definitely accomplished what it needed to accomplish, the challenge of only being a two-man band. And I don't feel a need to add any people to this, but that's not to say that it won't happen someday when it feels right. So it's still, you know, we're not opposed to the idea.
Yeah, so I can leave my application.
Yeah.
Cool. I will. But it's crazy how Blurry Face is your fourth album, and this is the big breakthrough. What did you do differently on this album so it had so many international huge hits?
I mean, it wasn't much different than what we always do, but we were on the road while we wrote the record, so we were very influenced by our fans. We just wrote songs we thought sounded cool. I guess there's people that agreed with us this time.
We were working out a lot more, I think, during that time. That really just kind of went into that recording process.
Yeah, when you listen back to the songs, especially the drum parts, you can really tell that someone was doing their push-ups.
Oh.
A bunch of weights all around the drums. I'd do a take and then do like a circle of, like, grab everyone and end up with like the heaviest possible weight, and then I'd get on the drums and I broke so many cymbals.
The record would have been recorded in half the time if you hadn't. We hadn't to wait for you in between.
Absolutely, yeah. It took a long time. Yeah.
Okay. So, are you doing the same thing on this tour? Are you writing new music or?
Yeah, working on some stuff right now. We still have a few more tours on this record, so there's a lot of planning that goes into our live show. We're very proud of the live show, and it's something that we take very seriously. It's very close to us. So a lot of our energy right now is focused on trying to improve the live show. But also we're starting to transition into, you know, coming up with new ideas. And I'm sure that the next record will be written while on the road, just like the last one was. So it's just a part of what we do now.
21 Pilotsin kaksikko kertoo uuden musiikin aamuvuoron Anne Lainolle, että heidän menestysalbumi, viime vuonna julkaistu Blurry Face, kirjoitettiin aika vahvasti tien päällä. Ja nyt miehet on jälleen kiertueella, joten biisejä kyllä syntyy, mutta pääasiassa miehet kuitenkin keskittyy live-shown kehittämiseen, josta he tälläkin hetkellä ovat ylpeitä. Ja hyvä niin, jätkät, koska se oli aivan mieletön show, joka oli kyllä sen huomasi, että se on viimeisen päälle hiottu ja mietitty alusta loppuun saakka, että mitä milloinkin tapahtuu. Ja hienoa, että he kokee sen niin intohimon asiaksi, että sitä kehitetään koko ajan, koska se, jos joku on fanien kunnioittamista, ja sen myös huomasi fanien keskuudessa eilen loppumyydellä Helsingin jäähallilla, että he kunnioittavat yhtyettä ja nauttivat tuosta keikasta täysin siemaiksin.
Vieras.